You are listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. It's not just residents of South Tacoma who are concerned about a new warehouse being proposed in their neighborhood. Lauren Gallup reports that county, state, and federal officials have expressed environmental justice concerns over the Bridge Industrial Warehouse proposal that could pave over green space in the neighborhood.
It's got old growth, gary oak trees. It's got Douglas fir trees that are over 100 feet tall. On the edge of it, it's got wetlands, it's got coyotes.
Alejandro Fernandez has been a resident of South Tacoma since 2018. He's describing the site, a 5-minute drive from his house, that could be developed into a 2.5 million square foot warehouse complex. Fernandez and other residents have raised concerns about the environmental and health impacts the warehouse development would have on the neighborhood he calls home.
These neighborhoods where they're going to put these, people are suffering from asthma, people are suffering from smog, pollution, air pollution, noise pollution.
According to the Washington State Environmental Health Disparities Map, communities surrounding the site where the warehouse would be developed already rank at the highest level for diesel exhaust emissions. Those emissions can lead to respiratory diseases and other health problems. While residents continue to voice their concerns, different agencies have also weighed in. The Tacoma-Pierce County Health Department, Washington State Department of Health, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Washington State Department of Ecology have all sent comment letters to the city expressing their concerns about the project. In September, the State Department of Ecology sent a letter to Tacoma City planners citing concerns that the project could degrade air quality. According to the letter, the warehouse could add around 1,400 diesel truck trips per day. Officials say that amount of traffic could cause more air quality problems for these communities that already breathe in high levels of diesel exhaust. Rich Dengis is the Southwest Region Director for the Department of Ecology. He says his department potentially could regulate stormwater through the Clean Water Act. If the City of Tacoma approves the warehouse development, the Department of Ecology would need to issue a construction stormwater general permit. Dengis says that's because of the development size, over 2 million square feet. Through the public comment process, Dengis says the Department of Ecology has heard numerous concerns about the environmental impact of the warehouse, including concerns about air quality. According to Dengis, the department would like more analysis of the air quality impacts from the warehouse and ways to mitigate those impacts.
It's really a basic fairness issue. Mitigation should occur everywhere.
In another September letter to the city, the Washington State Department of Health stated it would like an expanded health impact assessment that focuses on environmental justice. Rad Cunningham is a senior epidemiologist with the Department of Health. He says the City of Tacoma initially suggested a rapid health assessment, also known as an HIA, which would forego key community engagement.
The key component of an HIA is the community engagement piece. So really giving the community some say and some power in these developments that impact them.
Cunningham says he thinks an expanded health assessment would help residents and the city see health impacts from this potential development. He says that would help officials make the best decisions on how to move forward. But Cunningham says the Department of Health hasn't heard a response from the City of Tacoma since they sent the letter. Planners with the City of Tacoma did not grant an interview request about the warehouse development during the review process. Bridge Industrial also didn't respond to interview requests. In Tacoma, I'm Lauren Gallup.